All right, so we're starting back to Tess, right? We're staying on Tess Amaral for the union of the Kedusha in the Sukkah. Okay, so the Gemara says that what? Says that Beis Sham, I can't use the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaShem for Lishma, because that Pasuk is used to teach you a different idea, right? To teach you what? That the Atzei Sukkah are Asur and Kol Shiva. It says that what? Minayin Latzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva, Talmud Lomar, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaShem. Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaShem. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, K'shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. Shenemar Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaShem, Ma Chag LaShem, Af Sukkah LaShem. Alright, so what was Rav Sheshet saying in the name of Rabbi Akiva? Right? That was what you were mentioning, Chaim? It is a confusing piece of Gemara. It's like a double drush over here. Rav Sheshet said, "Name Rabbi Kiva. How do you know the Atzei Sukkah are Asur and Kol Shiva? Because it says Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem." Now that was apparently the end of his drasha.
Yes.
Or did Rabbi Kiva is not mentioning a brisa or Yehuda and Zera?
It just seems like it's able to explain it now.
I thought the Tosfos Machagiga.
Right. Tosfos says, Kosova Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Dilav Mishum Chagiga, Mukminan Lo L'Sukkah L'Shem Chag. It's interesting. In other words, he's saying Beishamai's Drusha would have been good, right? Beishamai's Drusha would have been good. Except for the fact that it mentions Chag. If not for the mentioning of Chag, if it would have said Sukkos, if it would have said what? Sukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem. How would it say that? Sukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. Then it would be telling you that the Sukkah has to be the Shema. Right? But what is he saying? He's saying the Rosh Hashanah held. But since it says Chag HaSukkos, so why is it mentioning the Chag? Right? So Rashi says Chag means Chagiga. So that's telling you a different idea. That there's a Kedusha, that the Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah. But Rav Sheshet held what?
Just from the fact that it says Chag HaSukkos, or Sukkos LaHashem, means that...
That automatically implies Kedusha. I mean, that's those things. I mean, Machloki, the question is, but it does say Chag. I mean, but he's not referencing the fact that it's Chagiga.
It's kind of like, what does it mean, Chag HaSukkos LaHashem? Oh, it means that the Sukkah is LaHashem. Like, you don't get it from the fact that Chag
will be... Okay, anyway. Okay, so what is this idea? What's the idea of a review of Mizera? So Rashi says what? Just like he's making a hekesh. Just like you have the Chagiga, just like the Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Chagiga, so too it's Chal on the Sukkah. So what's the Chagiga? Rashi, Shalmei Chagiga. And what does it mean, Shem Shemayim is Chal on them? Shalmei Chagiga, Shem Shemayim Chal aleihem le'osron ad l'achar haktaras emurin. De'zochu b'hu basar hachi mishulchan gavoa. Ke'eved anoto pras. So what does that mean?
Until they have a
key mizbeach. So just like that's true by the chagiga, it's also true by the sukkah. All right, so let's understand what the chagiga. So the chagiga is like the paradigm here, right? And the sukkah is being learned, is being derived from the chagiga. All right, so let's understand the main case of chagiga. And what do you need a drasha for by the sukkah? All right, sukkah is not obviously like the chagiga. Chagiga itself is obvious, right? We have to understand why is that so. Chagiga itself is we know, but we wouldn't know the sukkah just from its own terms. In other words, from the mitzvah, chagiga itself, it has an idea of kedusha. That you don't see intrinsically in sukkah. But the drasha is telling you to extend a certain idea from the chagiga, take a certain idea from the chagiga and apply it to sukkah. So we have to see how that works. All right, so what's the chagiga? Let's understand the chagiga a little better. What's the shem shemayim on the chagiga?
This is not specific to chagiga, is it?
It's no. Right.
From the time that it's cooked, it should have a designation from the Zayah.
Right, so the chagiga is a carbon. So the carbon has a designation. Correct, it has a designation. Has a designation come about? Because someone does makdish it. Right? Someone takes the behema and is mafresh it for mizbeach. So that's a real kedusha. That's a kedusha by its very terms, because you have an iser meila, right? So that's a real designation in the guf hadavar. Okay, legavoa. And what? But what's interesting is that Rashi brings in by the chagiga not just the kedusha, but also what? The iser, but also what?
You can have it afterwards.
But also the heter. Mm-hmm. Also the heter. Right? It also brings in the element of heter. So what is the heter of the what is the heter by the chagiga? Yeah, but more generally speaking, what is the heter? What's that? Right. But what's the heter over there really?
The mitzvah finished.
Exactly, the mitzvah is finished. It's nasa mitzvasa. Right. In other words, the chagiga is an entity. It's a carbon. So you take the behema, right? You mafresh it b'shem mizbeach, and that designation of mizbeach creates an iser. Right, because you can't be. It creates an iser. That if it's omid lemizbeach, then you can't be mishtamish with it. That's what we mean by the kedusha, right? Shem shemayim zchal al chagiga. Now, when is the iser removed? When is there a matir for this entity? When is there a matir? When the thing that you're makdish it for has found its kiyum, right? When it has fulfilled, when it has found its fulfillment, because the kedusha was for a certain objective, and when the objective is fulfilled, then the guf adavar has a heter. But over here, it's a real kedushas haguf, right? It's a real kedushas haguf. The whole heftza is the whole behema is designated for Kajim. And when there's a Kiyum Avoda in the Emurim, that removes the Isser in the rest of the animal. Right? Then the Basar is Mutter. Okay? Okay, so what is the parallel to Sukkah? So what's the parallel to Sukkah? So what's the difference by Sukkah? Let's understand, why is it not Memela, you don't have this idea by Sukkah?
Well,
it's just a regular Chavetz Shal
Mitzvah.
Right.
Because it's not only to be Mekayim or anything like that, just used.
Right, in other words, by Kodshim, we say that's a classic example of a Kiyum in the Chefza. Right? That's the old Gavra, that by Kodshim is the one clear case where it's not just an idea of a Maisa, of a mitzvah in terms of a Gavra. But there's an inyan that once the object is designated for Mizbeach, now it itself as a Chefza is removed from any other inyan, right? It has a designation, it has a definition, it has a destiny. So when you bring the korban, it's more than just a maisa of Netilas Luav. It's more than just nasiya. Right, you're bringing the chefza to its fulfillment. You're bringing the chefza to its completion. So that has a natural idea of hukta, of being removed, right? Because its own designation, its own definition, is mikdash now, and mikdash and chol are incompatible. So, from the tzad of the Chefza, its own designation of Kodshim creates an Isser. What would be the Isser? The Isser would be to remove it. You're interfering with its designation of Kodshim. To take something that has a definition of Kedusha, of Mizbeach, and to be Mishtamish with it, that's an Isser. Because it violates its very designation. And naturally, the Isser is going to fall off when it has fulfilled its designation, when it has reached its culmination. Okay, but where do you see that by a regular Chefetz Shal Mitzvah? Regular Chefetz Shal Mitzvah is a mitzvah of Asiya. It's a mitzvah of Asiya, and certainly according to Beis Hillel, I mean, you don't need to designate a particular sukkah. Right, so what's the idea over here of kedusha? You wouldn't have kedusha on its own. You wouldn't have a kedusha on its own. You wouldn't have a kedusha on its own. No, that's like we say in kachim general. If it's nisrafin, then what? Then it's mutter after it's nisrafin. Because the Srafin had his Kiyam Avodah. That's the Reb Chaim has between Nisrafim and Nikbarim. Right? Things that are Nisrafin are Mutter, because it's Nasas Mitzvasa. It was the Kiyam HaMitzvah, it was the Kiyam Avodah, the Kiyam of the Chefza that was creating the Isser. So once it's Nasa Mitzvasa, now the cause is removed. Nikbarim is different. Nikbarim is not a Mitzvah Nikbarim. It's just that they have to be... they have to be removed from people's tashmish. But it's not a kiyum of nikbarn. When it's nasa mitzvah, so then it's a mutter. So over here too, when the emurim are brought, so now the whole behema already has its kiyum of mizbeach. So that's the that's its heter. But what would you say by sukkah? So what are we saying by sukkah? What are we carrying over to sukkah? What are we saying about the sukkah? Are we saying it also has a kiyum of Avodah? Are we also saying it also has a kiyum of Gavoah? What are we saying about it? I mean, this happens to be a very big machlokas in the Rishonim. I mean, it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, what exactly this means. But,
where is it?
In Beitza, Laminam, that other sugya that I was thinking of starting on. But what do you say over here? Let's just say, more general. Let's speak more generally. You're saying that what? Kashem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga kachal shem shemayim ala. You see the Gilgan Hashas, by the way, inside? He references you to Rashi and Lamed Zion. Right? Why does he do that? Because Rashi and Lamed Zion says that this idea also applies to the Esrog and the Hadas. Yep. As Rashi's learning, it's not specific to the Sukkah. Right.
What does that mean? That it's a general idea in mitzvah?
It's a general idea in mitzvah. It seems like that.
Mitzvah is
Sukkah.
Yeah, why do they need the drasha?
You need the drasha somewhere, but then it's like a binyanav.
Oh, okay.
What does Rashi say? The gamrinan mi sukkah. The alfinan perakama. The chal shem shemayim al atse sukkah. So Rashi learns the general idea of Huxla Mitzvah. That's what Rashi learns. The general idea of Huxla Mitzvah. So what does that mean to say? It means to say that, yeah, so what are you saying? Yeah.
Isn't that similar, like isn't the idea of Huxla Mitzvah similar to an idea of like something being the Huxla
Mitzvah? Yeah, take a look at Lama Zion on Bez. Says Omar Rabba, Hadas Shel Mitzvah Asur La Reach Bo. Strange halacha. Hadas Shel Mitzvah Asur La Reach Bo. You're not allowed to smell a Hadas Shel Mitzvah. But Esrog Shel Mitzvah Mutar La Reach Bo. But you're allowed to smell an Esrog of Mitzvah. Right? I think a lot of people think the Esrog smells better than the Hadas. My time, Hadas Tila Recha Koi. Ki aktei me recha aktei. Esrog de l'achila koi, ki aktei me achila aktei. But who cares? So you makes it. Why can't you smell it? Right? So Rash says, Osa la reach bo, de gamrino mi sukkah, de alfin en perakama, de chal shem shemayim, alatei sukkah, le yaser ba'ano, kol shiva hochol ho vokzu le mitzvah. Me recha, shehu derech ha-no'aso, aktei. So it comes a very strange thing going to this Gemara though. That what?
It's only usher from what's natural, does it, you know, default.
Yeah, why is that? I mean, if you max it for a mitzvah, so why isn't all of it usher ba'no?
Compute the fact that it works.
Yeah, the Gemara says if you take a hadas shel mitzvah, you know, it's not. Right? But if you take an esrog shel mitzvah, you're allowed to smell it. And Rashi says it's because of the Isser of Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. Same idea. Anything that's hooked to the mitzvah is Asr Ba'ana. Okay, so the Esrog is hooked to the mitzvah. Why is it mutter to smell it? Right? So he says, no, because the Esrog, the Hadas is essentially for a smell. That's what the Hadas is used for. That's what a Hadas is normally used for. That says a minhag to use it for besamim. Some people use it for besamim. But the esrog is not. The esrog is essentially for eating. So the being huksul in the haktsal lemitzvah is not going to include by the esrog the element of its smell. But by hadas it is. Good. Right. So in other words, so the first thing you see is that what? That by the haktsah of mitzvah, you don't say that the entire cheftzah is off limits. Mars? Right? Like by kachim, you wouldn't say something like that. I mean, I think Gemara says there's no me'ila by smell because there's just a separate din. There's no me'ila by smell and and sight. I mean, you can't say a person is nene from the way a thing looks. He's going to be over a mi'ilah. It has to be a certain type of hana. But doesn't mean it's mutter to do. But one second. But if you're going to learn that the cheftza entirely is designated the way, then either you consider smell a quality of the thing or not. Either you consider the smell a mice that violates the cheftza or it doesn't. So how could it be by hadas is asur and by esorg is mutter, right? Yeah. And Rashi says also pretty clearly that it has to do with, the Gemara seems to imply, it has to do with the haktsa itself. When you're makta it, you're makta one from achila and one from even the smell. Right? So what's the haktsa in terms of then? So what's the haktsa in terms of what?
It's like changing the... replacing the primary function of the chesed.
The function, correct. That's what it seems like you're saying, right? In terms of the usage of the object. That you take the normal, you say it's all of it, I'm designating what? Still a little tough, no?
How do you designate a function?
And what's also difficult is the smelling has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Right, it's not like you're saying I'm designating its usage that's involved in the mitzvah to mitzvah, because smelling is totally has nothing to do with mitzvah.
It's like it's replacing its function. Like normally, without mitzvah, this would be used for smelling.
Right.
So, but now it's not. It's not a smelling object. It's for mitzvah. So, but if you were to go back the way it's normally used, that would be like uprooting its designation for mitzvah. Whereas for an etro, it's not consumption at all. So if you were to eat it...
So in other words, you're designating it as a usable object. Right? You're designating it as a usable object to mitzvah. Not it as a substance. It as a functional entity. You're saying now there's a new function. So that's going to supersede all of its old functions. But if something was never a function of it to begin with... Right, you can't say that. Then it's just incidental. Then it's purely incidental to the chefza. Right. Then it's incidental.
It's only incidental as far as the mitzvah's concerned. Yeah?
No, it's always incidental. I mean, even smelling it is incidental to the mitzvah. Smelling doesn't interfere with the mitzvah. Right. It's a haktza. It's a designation of the thing. But it's not in the realm of substance. So you have to look first at what the... So that's one thing we're seeing. That what? This is what you were saying before. That the haktsa of the shem shemayim of the chagiga is still, even after the drasha, is different than the shem shemayim by sukkah. Shem shemayim by the chagiga is in the guf adavar. Right? The very entity itself. The very entity itself, but by mitzvos, but that's because the guf adavar has a kiyum, right? But by mitzvos, it's the cheftza shel mitzvah is always just something that functions for your mitzvah. It still is a chovas agavra, but it functions for the mitzvah. So we'll say the haktza is different. The haktza means all of the functions, all of its functions, it as a functional cheftza is designated the way. But that's what the Gemara in Lama Zion is saying. You have to look at what is included in it as a functional entity. If something's never done with it, that's not considered part of its part of it as a functional entity. It's not included in the haktza. Maybe this is the way you guys were expressing it more. Now, as if I say hammers for a special use, so what would violate that? What would violate that? That would mean to say any other usage would redefine any usage that would define it as a usable chefza in another framework would violate its designation as a special habit. Let's say I have a pen, special pen the president uses to sign a bill, right? So I say you can't break the designation of this pen. Right, this pen is a special pen for signing a bill. So what does that mean? It means its pen, its qualities of being a pen are designated away. So if I would scribble with it, that would be a problem. But because then I would be giving it a kiyum of a pen in a mundane way. But if you would use it to play catch, or you'd use it to hold the paper down so it doesn't blow away, you wouldn't say, as a writing implement, you've given it another designation.
Yeah.
Right.
It would still be over on the designation of it being a pen which is only used to write bills,
no? No.
Sorry,
not as a pen that's being used to write bills. The only thing that would give it that would violate that is if I would give it another definition as a pen of something else. Turn it into another kind of a pen. You understand? If I turn it into another kind, it would have to be a function that reflects back on the object itself, on the definition of the object. So if a hadas is essentially for smelling, that's what it is, it's a, what would you call that? A hadas is essentially for smelling, it's like a potpourri, right? So here's the trick, though, right? Here's where we get into trouble. Here's where the trouble starts. So now I say that what? That this hadas is now what? It's not really like the pen, right?
What?
Because you're not using it. You're not using it for smell for the mitzvah.
You're already designating it for something else.
You're already designating it for something else. Designating it for tiltel. Right?
Its usage is designated for the mitzvah.
Oh, so that's what you have to say. Its usage is designated for the mitzvah. In other words, say like this. This is where you guys are coming in with the reverse flip move. Right? In other words, you're saying it in reverse. That what would violate the Kedusha? Any usage that would reinstate its original definition. Right? That's the way you were putting it?
Sounds like you're saying that when you're saying its usage, it's...
I'm just saying why. I'm saying why. I'm saying why. You're saying you're saying what would happen if you did it.
Why are you saying its usage? Why does that not even sound wrong? Like, smelling does usage also.
But that's not using...
By the esrog, you mean?
That's not using it as an esrog.
No, they're saying like this, right? They're saying take all your usages, take the usages of the object that are associated with it as a chefza. Take the usages of the object that are associated with the shame hadas, right? And now you'll say the hadas as a shame hadas is fully devoted to a hadas shel mitzvah, right? Now the shame hadas, all of its qualities of hadas, all of the usages that give it the shame hadash are removed from the ordinary and dedicated to mitzvah. The hadas as a hadas is dedicated to mitzvah. So that's only going to include the functions of hadas.
Otherwise, it's just using it as a substance. A substance has a lot of physical properties.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're designating the chefza as a functional chefza. What I mean by a functional chefza, it means to say an object that has that has a shame based on its usage. Right? An object that has a shame based on its usage. So I'm taking the object that has a shame based on its usage, but that's only, and I'm dedicating it towards the mitzvah. But what's going to violate that? Only those usages. Only those usages. Because if I take a use that has nothing to do with the Shem Hadas, right, with the Shem Hadas, then what? Well, you're not going to have it by Hadas, really. If I take by the Esrog, if I take a use that has nothing to do with the Shem, with the function of an Esrog, so then it's really more like the substance of Esrog. Yeah. But substance is a Haktzah of Kudshim, not a regular, not the Haktzah of Mitzvah. Right, I mean, the Gemara makes the chilek between just a hana or the derech hana. Now, when are you? What are you makza le mitzvah? You makza it may derech hana. So you have to look at it. What is its derech hana? And then you say, I'm going to remove it from its derech hana. Right, that's the way the Gemara is phrasing it. If it's koi la achila, then you're makza may achila. If it's koi le hariach, then you're makza mei reach, right? Mei recha. Yeah. So can we clear that up a little?
Yeah. Was there makza after
natural? That's what the Gemara says later. Hopefully we'll get to it also. With this type of haktzah, you are in control. As if a person says, I'm going to take this esrog, and I'm only using it for one day, then the next day it's mutta to use. You can limit it. You can define its usage for mitzvah. Say, I'm only going to use this esrog for one day of mitzvah. Then the next day it's mutter. But you couldn't do that by kudshim. Can't make a tanai by kudshim. We'll see. Because once the guf is nitfas, there's nothing. It's totally out of your rishus. The esrog is not out of your rishus. It's just you're saying it has functions, and I'm designating those functions away. But you can say you still have bilus on it. You can still say the carbon is really not yours anymore. It's moment gavoh. I mean, you're allowed to have chametz that belongs to mikdash and on Pesach. It's shelochem yataroh aval taroh shel gavoh. It says it's not your rishus. It's a different rishus. It's a rishus kachim. Rishus kachim is a totally separate rishus. The mitzvah is not another rishus. Chefso mitzvah is not another rishus. You have trouble with the first day if that happened. Let's put it this way. Take the cheftza and ask yourself this question. What does it mean, derech hanaso? Let's think about that a little more carefully. What is really the difference between derech hanaso and just hano? So maybe it's like this. I mean, you know, in these types of things, it's like sometimes it's not a new concept. It's just a better way to express it that clarifies what we're talking about. You know what I mean? In other words, we'll see. We'll see if this is an example of that or not. What does it mean, derech hanaso, versus just a hano of the cheftza? It means to say there are certain hanoos that are really a kiyum in the cheftza itself. Okay. And there are certain hanos that are not. So for instance, let's say you had a hadas that doesn't smell very well. Doesn't smell very good. So you'd say it's lacking as a hadas. Why? Because you'd say it's an inferior hadas. Right? In Bitoras hadas, it's lacking. Why? Because that's the whole thing. That's what the whole hadas is. That's the whole essence of hadas, is reach. And when it's when it has a good reach, and when you're smelling it, you're engaging its primary shem hadas. That is like the fulfillment of the cheftza itself. You're bringing the cheftza to its usage, right? You're bringing the cheftza to its usage. If I took it to swat a fly, I would not be bringing the cheftza to its usage, right, as a hadas. Now, let's say I had an esrog. Again, I know it's hard to us to imagine, but let's substitute orange for esrog. Can we do that? Lemon for esrog, whatever you like. Let's say I had an orange or a lemon that did not have a very good smell, but it tasted exactly like the fruit should taste.
Would you say there's any deficiency in it as the fruit? No. I'll answer that for you. No. I'm not saying it has an awful smell, but it doesn't smell. Whatever it is, it doesn't smell. Right? You wouldn't say it's... because it's essentially l'achila. And when does it get its kiyum of esrog? When does it get its kiyum of fruit? Through achila is what gives it its full definition of the fruit, because it's essentially an ochel. Okay, so we're saying like this: we're saying this cheftza now has what? If it's a cheftza shel mitzvah, it now has what? A new kiyum. It now has a new kiyum. Okay. So the haktzah is in terms of the kiyum of the cheftza, saying take the cheftza b'kiyumo and designate it as a, and remove its old kiyum and give it a new kiyum. Because you can't have two kiyum in the cheftza. You can't have a double kiyum in a cheftza. It has to be something, it has to be a definitive kiyum. Okay? But if the reach doesn't place, is not mila and morid in the shame of the cheftza itself, then it's not in competition with the kiyum shel mitzvah. It's only those things which are going to compete with the kiyum shel mitzvah is going to be an iser through the haktzah. Right? That's what Morris and Johnny and Danny, you were all saying that. Right? You're saying you can't bring it back to its old state. But what you mean by that is there's a certain hanah that defines it, that gives it a kiyum as in terms of the cheftza. And now we're saying haktzah lemitzvah says there's a new kiyum b'cheftza. So in order for that to occur, you have to remove the old, you have to say that it, b'toras, its old kiyum, it's huktza, it's removed. It's the old kiyum is pushed away in order for the mitzvah to be its new kiyum. But the only things that have to be removed in order for that to occur are the things that are its kiyum, the things that are derech hanaso. But hanaos that never in the past gave rise to a kiyum in the cheftza don't have to be removed. Yeah.
Once you remove the...
But it never is a kedushas haguf. Never is a real kedushas haguf. Never is chal in the gufa in every fiber of the guf like kudjim. That's different. Kudjim is, it's a different rishus. The whole cheftza belongs to gavoa now. It's really an iser in the rishus of gavoa. Yeah.
Once you can replace its kiyum with kiyum shel mitzvah, then what's stopping you from replacing it with anything else? I don't understand that. Once you can replace the kiyum, the thing normal kiyum, with the kiyum shel mitzvah, then why are we only worried about going back to the old kiyum? Why aren't we worried about you creating a new kiyum for it, like small investor?
Let's stack them all around.
No, you're not fully understanding what I mean to say. It's still saying like this, saying huktza l'mitzvah means because of kiyum mitzvah, I am designating, in order for the kiyum mitzvah to be able to take place, I have to negate its old kiyum. That's what I'm being makza from its old kiyum, l'shem mitzvah. The haktza l'mitzvah is a process where I say this cheftza b'toras its old kiyum and all of its qualities of its old kiyum are pushed away in order for the asiyas mitzvah. Right? I have to give. In other words, let's put it this way. The iser comes about. Okay, this is an important question. This is an important question. This is really getting down to the crux of the matter. What are you doing when you smell the hadas? That's the question, right? That's really the question here. What are you doing when you smell the hadas? What are you doing when you smell the hadas? I'll take, I'll take, I'll take suggestions.
Fulfilling the old kiyum of the chafta.
Okay, that's you're fulfilling the old kiyum of the chafta. Okay, let's talk in terms of iser. What's the iser? What's the iser of smelling the hadas?
Redesignated.
Okay, so that's one way. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
That's the problem that these guys are asking me about. Right?
Either he's saying that they redesignated it based on using it, meaning the usage of it is designated.
You're over the you're violating the haktzah. That's what you're violating. You're violating the haktzah. You're not redesignating it. You're not. But you're violating the haktzah. The haktzah creates an iser. The haktzah itself creates an iser. Hold on. Listen to me carefully. Right? There's a subtle difference. Yehuda, are you with us? In other words, how dynamic, you guys are very dynamic. You're very dynamic in your thinking. And you're looking at it like the mitzvah requires that it be its kiyum. But if I use it for something else, then I'm foiling that. Right? And I'm really turning it into something else. Right? I'm saying that's not the way to look at it. That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is like this. The haktzo'ah le-mitzvah is a designation which is from its old usage to a new usage. Now you have an iser, gavra, to not act in line with that new haktzo'ah. You can't do anything to it. You can't change it back out of a haktzo'ah mitzvah. The only thing you can do is an iser of not respecting that haktzah. An iser of violating that haktzah. Smelling it would not be making it an ordinary hadas. No, it's already hooked to the mitzvah. It has a shame. It's designated. That's a reality. That's kishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga. Means to say there is a chalos, there is a fixed, permanent reality here. By smelling it, you're violating that. By smelling it, you're over an iser because of the new reality. But the new reality only is in terms of what was necessary to designate it anew. So you have to look at what designated it before. It's derech hanah. Say, in terms of its derech hanah, in terms of its old kiyum, we have to remove those and replace them with mitzvah. So now its new kiyum is mitzvah, right? So that, but that creates a haktzah away from its old designation towards a new one. But anything, and that itself is going to create an iser, right? But anything that was not part of that haktzah is not a violation of that new thing. Still not.
Is that different than bizur? It sounds.
That's what I told you. The Ramban holds is exactly the same as bizur mitzvah. That's what Ramban holds. Ramban holds this is bizur mitzvah.
But the way you're explaining it, that's different than bizur.
It could be. It could be more than bizur mitzvah. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't want to get into that whole question now.
Meaning you designate a function.
I mean, I'm not sure if there's a question. I'm not sure if you get stuck the other way, but I just don't think that's the right pshat. I just think from the Lashon of the Gemara and the Rashi, it's just a question of what is makzeh. What are you makzeh from here? And whatever your makzeh, then you have an iser on that thing. Whatever was included in the haktzah, That is what the Isser is on. It's just Isser. It's a mistake to think that by smelling it, you're going to turn it back into the old thing. That's just a mistaken concept. The Isser is not, now, as you understand, that's what I'm saying. They're saying it's like, that's more of a dynamic thing. Like, you have a chiyuv now to maintain it in the way the haktzah has. And if you smell it, you're going to be removing it from the haktzah. That's giving yourself too much credit. It's just the question. And then the question is, well, haktzah, the mitzvah, is mitzvah. So what if I say, well, I just want to smell this one. This one will just have a kiyum of smelling. In other words, because their problem is like this. They're saying, I understand if it's in the realm of Hanah anyway, so the highest Hanah will be its designation. But once I already removed it from Hanah, I already knocked out its primary designation. Because I said it's not for Achila. Right? So now when I say it's for smelling, now that sort of becomes like its primary Hanah now. You understand? They're saying you're going to get stuck in like some sort of a catch. If I knock it out from Achila, so Achila's off limits. In other words, when there's Reach and Achila, so I can say it's essentially for Reach. Essentially for Achila. Because it's in the same framework, and the two competing things in the same framework. So I'll say the higher one of that framework is what gives its definition. But once I do Haktzah LeMitzvah and I negate the Achila, right? Is that sort of how you're asking the question? I negate the achila. So now the smell will be in the realm of Hanah. The smell is its primary Hanah. Oh, so now, but a thing can't have two definitions. It can't be a chefza that's l'shem mitzvah, a chefza that's l'shem Hanah. So once I smell it, now I'm turning it back into an entity of Hanah. Because I gave it its highest use that it could possibly have right now. Is that a convoluted question? So I'm saying that whole thing is not the way, that whole thing is not what's going on over here. It's not a matter of your smelling it, turning it into anything else. It's a question of it as a functional entity has a certain designation. Whatever the designation is chal on is an isser.
So you're not changing what you said originally.
No, I don't think so. Okay. We're running around in circles. Everything got you.
What's the comparison?
Oh, so what's the comparison? The comparison to kachim is that it is a fixed definition. It's a chalos. It's not chal in the gufa dover like a momon gavoa, but it's not just when I pick it up, it'll be involved in mitzvah, and when I put it down, it won't. There's a real haktzah. There's a real designation, and that is even before the mitzvah. Without this idea, you might say, okay, while you're mishtamish with it, you shouldn't do something else, maybe. But without this, you would say there's no. There's no idea at all that it's designated in terms of its functions. It's just do the mitzvah with it, right? Just because I smell the hadas, I can't be notel the hadas. That's not a contradiction. Smelling the hadas and being notel the hadas is not a contradiction. But if you say there's an idea of a shame, of a chalos shame, then it becomes a contradiction. Then it becomes an isser. Without the idea of a chalos shame, shel mitzvah, you don't have this concept. Right?
How are we looking at
just
it?
Just involved in mitzvah is fine. But if you say that there's an idea of a shame, then you have a problem. Huh?
How are we looking at it as...
Right, so that's the kishem. Just like there's a kedushas haguf, there's also the stems from in kachim. There's also a shame. There's also a chalos shame in terms of asiyas mitzvah. Although you wouldn't have that. You just say you do the mitzvah with it. There's no shame in the chefts of a chefts of shal mitzvah.
Maybe the statement is already taking into account those differences, just like in the realm of kachim,
And it's chal in the same way too. I think because the it becomes mutter when the asiyah is over. After Yontif, it's mutter. You don't need a...
Well, that's a question.
No, it's not a question.
Well, not the asiyah, but meaning if the asiyah sukkah, meaning if it falls apart. No?
That's what I'm telling you. That's a whole big machlokas in the Rishonim. about how far, exactly how you define this Kedusha. It's at least three of my machlokas. How you define this Kedusha, like your question. If it falls down, is there any more Kedusha in the... that's the Ri. The Ri says if it falls down, the Kedusha's off.
It could be answered for a different
Kedusha. No, but if it falls down, it's still going to be a Muktzah.
Not because of this. Not because of the Kedusha that's chal in the not because of the Kedusha that's chal. That's separate din of the Rabbanan, the Muktzah. That's what goes on Lamed on the Beis. That's where the Rishon try to work out. What do you need Muktzah? Because Lamed on the Beis implies this idea of a Muktzah, of a regular Muktzah, like a Shabbos Muktzah. So the question is, what do you need a Shabbos Muktzah for if you have a Muktzah Daraisa? So that's what they want to say. That's what the Ron goes through. He says, no, the Shabbos Muktzah is if it falls down. Right? Because it's Yontif. You could really use it for firewood. That's separate.
Without saying that, Gemara.
All right, just to clarify quickly, what we were saying yesterday is that I was talking with Danny, that when we say that you're giving it a new kiyum, taking the Esro, you're giving it a new kiyum, but it's you shouldn't think of it that you're making it into not an Esro. That's not what we mean. That was means to say that it's now an Esrog Shel Mitzvah. Okay? So it means that all of the qualities that make it, that give it a kiyum of Esrog, those are the things that are going to be, that you're going to be makteh to Mitzvah. Because it's the Mitzvah itself is taking the Esrog as part of the Mitzvah. So when you makteh the Esrog L'shem Mitzvah, you makta the normal those qualities of Esrog that are part of its, that would be part of its normal kiyam. We're saying those are no longer all of those things are really now subjugated to the Shem Mitzvah.
It's an ability would be subjugated to the.
Yeah, everything that is part of what is an esrog, everything that's part of the shame esrog itself, is now it's going to be an esrog shel mitzvah. Now it's not an esrog that has its normal termination in achila. But you've got to negate the achila aspect. The haktzah has to be. I was thinking like this. What you asked me yesterday? What's a good definition of muktzah? Right. So, it's a good question. What's a good question? What's a good definition of muktzah? So they say about like setting aside. I think if you look in the dictionary. But what's the root? It's a hard word. What's the root? Katzah. Right. Like katzah means an edge, a border, an end. Right. Miktzei Hashemayim, Miktzei Hashemayim. So what does that do with Huktzah? It's going to be a tough etymology. But I think there is an English word. There's a word like that.
Like there are specific boundaries for its usage?
To be makta something. I'm going out on a limb here. No, to be makta, I'd say it's like it means, in English, you'd say like to marginalize something. Right, meaning to say you take it and you marginalize it. You're putting it, you're pushing it out of its normal usage. You really have to be makta midaite. That's the terminology is like you're makta midaite, like you push it out of the borders of your mind. That was you're makta it in your. There's a certain realm of usage. You're putting it out of that realm, so because it's not part of the regular realm of usage, like by Shabbos, say that something is muktzah on Shabbos, it means that it wasn't in terms of Shabbos, it wasn't it doesn't have a use. So in terms of Shabbos, it's pushed out of the borders, it's pushed out of the margins in terms of the usage of Shabbos. So over here, you're going to say you're going to take its normal usages and you're going to be makta them. You're going to take away, you're really taking away from its normal usage in order to give it a, in order to allow it to have the kiyum of mitzvah. But still, you're taking it. I mean, I don't think you can get better than the original definition. I mean, as it keeps going back and back. The original definition summarizes everything, right? You're taking it as a functional entity. You're designating it away from normal usage and for the usage of mitzvah. Yeah.